Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia fruit and vegetable producers joined Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association last week to testify before U.S. trade officials about the crisis Georgia farmers are facing due to a staggering increase in imported produce from Mexico fueled by unfair trade practices. AgriMarketing.com reports this second hearing included testimony from U.S. Congressman Austin Scott, Buddy Carter, and Doug Collins, as well as Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black. A number of Georgia farmers have testified, saying without a solution, Georgia producers will lose their ability to make a living growing fruits and vegetables. Agriculture plays a key role in society, and nowhere is that more evident than in the continuing growth of FFA and ag education. Last week, the National FFA announced the student membership has reached a record high, 760,113, an increase of nearly 60,000 over last year. The top five student membership states are Texas, California, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. Analysis by USDA's research service shows large dairy farms with 1,000 cows or more had positive net returns in 10 of the last 14 years. ERS economists tell MilkBusiness.com between 2005 and 2018, average net returns increased with herd size, with returns exceeding those for all other herd sizes. The smallest herd sizes, from 50 to 199 head, never covered their total cost and had negative net returns over that same period. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.